Today's devotional is based on Jeremiah 18, verses 1 to 11, and Romans 8, verses 1 to 11. It was written by the Reverend Dr. Karen Anderson. The reality of our existence is that we live in a world marred by sin. Sin, which is driven by seeking our own will rather than God's. The great I in the center of the word, S-I-N, reflects our constant need to be in control, to be our own God. Words such as self-will, self-interest, self-centered, and self-reliance come to mind. Sin infects and harms individual lives, families, social constructs, political systems, and nations. All are the imperfect clay in the hands of our Lord and Creator, who works to shape and mold us to his good and perfect will, in spite of our imperfections, our sin. The good news of the gospel is that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. In Christ, we have hope, not just for ourselves, but also for our world. Sin and death no longer rule. It is God's will that all should come to know the love of God and the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Where do we start? We start with ourselves by daily surrendering our will into the Potter's hands to do with us and build with us as He wills. From there, we pray for the surrender to Him of all those around us in the knowledge that His will, His way, His love are perfect, as demonstrated in the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Him, we are a new creation, and through Him, we are given the power of the Holy Spirit to help bring change and hope to the world. Praise God. Praise the Potter. Let us pray. Lord, we confess our willfulness and our pride. Even in prayer, we often give you instructions instead of waiting to hear your instructions for us. Forgive us, Lord. Give us humble, compliant spirits that patiently listen and wait to know and do your will. Spirits which know and trust that what you do can and will be better than anything we could ever conceive or imagine. We pray in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.